This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We return a lot of stuff in this economy, stuff that we have bought. $800 billion worth last year alone. That's according to the National Retail Federation. And that is a problem. It's a hassle for us, and it's a headache for retailers who, as Kristen Schwab was telling us yesterday, don't actually put most of their returns back on their shelves. It gets donated or thrown out or sold to third-party resellers, liquidators, as they're known in the trade. Everybody from big publicly traded companies to people working out of their garages play in the liquidation game. And you've played it, too, if you've ever shopped at places like TJ Maxx and Marshall's. But the industry is growing way beyond those household names as online shopping, which has a higher rate of returns, becomes more popular. So here's Kristen again with the rest of her story.
It's 9 a.m. and the box trucks are already arriving at American Liquidations in Connecticut.
So the one that just rolled in came from Amazon. This has a mix of apparel and shoes.
That's co-owner Dusty Lenga. His business buys truckloads of overstock and returns merchandise and resells them, not to everyday shoppers looking for a deal, but to other businesses, say scratch and dent stores or individuals. People willing to buy a full pallet of random goods, break them down, and resell them on sites like eBay and Poshmark. That's actually how Lenga got his start.
Through my first pallet, I threw it up online. I purchased it for $1,800, delivered to my house, threw it on Facebook Marketplace, and a guy gave me $1,100 and a Ford Escape for it.
Kind of an odd deal, but after selling the SUV, Lenga made a profit of $1,300, which he reinvested.
And one pallet turned into two pallets turned into three, started as a side business, and then just kind of blew up out of nowhere.
Lenga left his job as a private equity analyst a couple of years ago to do this full-time. Today, American Liquidations has 8 employees and 40,000 square feet of warehouse space. It feels like organized chaos, neat rows of random goods from lawnmowers to hand lotion.
You know, it's a big risk to take on a space like this. It's a lot of overhead. It's a lot of moving parts that you got to figure out before, you know, taking that leap of faith where you're, you know, making a commitment to, with these retailers.
Companies like Target and Macy's only sell returned merchandise by the truckload. Lenga purchases up to 60 truckloads a month. Each holds about 25 pallets. And he purchases them sight unseen. So every delivery is literally a giant mystery box. He points to a section of items from Home Depot.
Sometimes we'll get home runs, and sometimes we'll just get a bunch of stuff that ends up in the trash.
What is a home run?
These are brand new doors. These things retail for thousands of dollars a piece. You know, someone who has a builder, they'll have material there to build, you know, their houses or do a project at home or even resell the items for more money.
Yeah, and what are the duds you've gotten?
Like these Christmas trees, like this is going to be a hard item to sell.
It's January, Christmas is a full year away, and the trees are a little junky looking. Their branches poke in all directions, like they've been used or were on display at a store. This is a big part of the liquidation game, finding the treasures buried in the trash. Across the room sit rows of pallets from Sam's Club. Each is wrapped in plastic, so you can only see the products on the outside.
Just a mix of a little bit of anything, anywhere from, like you'll see on this one, there's a Ninja coffee machine.
Ooh, hunter boots. Leave it to me to spot a pair of $175 rain boots in a random pile of stuff. But apparently, that's not the most exciting item in this pallet. Bounty paper towels.
Oh, people love that stuff. Because Bounty paper towel, that's a $20 package right there. $25.
This Sam's Club haul has a retail value of up to $85,000. Lenga only pays a fraction of that. And his profit is around 35%. And remember, he's really the middleman here. He sells to people like Mark Dumshot, who's browsing at American Liquidation's nearby storefront. By day, he installs sprinkler systems. Reselling is his family's new side hustle.
Come down probably twice a day to see what they have for tools, because the turnaround's like incredible. I can't believe how much stuff comes in and out of here.
Dumshot buys pallets, opens them up, photographs the items, and sells them on eBay. And lately, people have become curious about all the stuff sitting in his garage.
Where'd you get it? I can't tell you. I ain't giving out my secret.
The last pallet his family bought was shoes. He says they made around $10 a pair. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.